Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, midweek, February 10th.
Yes, it's hump day.
Yes, and we've got new results on the elections for you, as though you didn't know.
I know.
I mean,
everywhere.
Do you believe this?
I can, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I knew Bernie was going to win.
Really?
New Hampshire, yeah.
Wow. I mean, he sure emerged from behind, you know?
Right.
And this was a landslide. I mean, what, he get like 60-something percent? Yeah.
It was record-breaking margins, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he got 60% to Hillary's 38. She's in big trouble.
Yeah.
She's in big trouble. But, you know, in the Republican side, I mean, Kasich, number two? I mean, what is that?
I know. That's
yeah,
bizarre.
Where was he the whole time, you know? He was, like, at the bottom.
I know.
So those polls, again, and we mentioned that, how they totally don't represent what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trump won 35%, so that's double what the next one received. And my God, Rubio's down with 11% in fifth place. So, so much for that. But
and so many people voted.
Democratically. Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, so Bernie had a turnout, right?
He had such a turnout.
Wow.
I know. I mean, you know, I generally lean Republican, conservative, but he makes a lot of sense to me in, like, a lot of the issues that he talks about. So,
right.
I don't know.
But it's very socialistic, you know, and about, like, you know, like, I don't know, like equality across the board, whether you work hard or not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like
that's
that.
That's what socialism is, yeah.
It is, I know.
People work hard and then, you know, the people that don't benefit from it and stuff.
Right.
And besides, you know, he's got a lot of promises, but he doesn't have answers as to how to pay for it other than to raise taxes.
Right.
And that, you know, that chokes the economy and everything. So, you know, it's very debatable. But from what I understand, he's attracting a lot of young people. You know, and that's very curious because he's, I think, the oldest one in the race.
Right. But, yeah, it's perplexing. I mean, I'm definitely not an advocate of socialism either.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but you like some of his ideas, which sounds great, you know.
Yeah.
So I see our guest just walked in, so we're going to, we have a cool guest joining us in the studio.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So she just had to look for the parking and stuff. And Ronan's going to send her. She'll
okay,
be fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, send her in.
We need to fetch her before she escapes us. Hi.
Hi, have a seat.
Thank you
for joining us. So we're going to finish talking for a couple minutes,
sure.
And then we'll bring you in, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you're tall. I'm going to have to adjust your mic for you. That's okay. Give us just a couple minutes. So, yeah, you know, so I don't know how he wants to pay for everything, but, you know.
I know. That's,
yeah.
That's kind of.
But so that remains to be seen, you know. But I can't consciously vote left, you know. There's just too many things that are going on. But, you know, everybody to each his own, you know. People essentially look at their own pocketbook, and that's how they vote, you know. It's like, I need somebody to help me out, you know. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see, but it was all the rage nonetheless.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They were, you know, it was coverage everywhere,
yeah,
for one.
Yeah.
And his turnout was pretty unexpected. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did very respectably, I mean.
Yeah.
And he's the first Jewish candidate to ever win a primary. I mean,
that's amazing. Well, you know what is so funny is I actually love listening to him because I just love his accent.
Yeah, right? A lot of people
do. Oh, my gosh, his accent is great.
I know. They made fun of it on SNL a few weeks ago. That was funny.
I know. I mean, I guess it's just a typical East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Like New Yorker or something.
New Yorker,
I think,
yes,
right?
But his is quite thick.
Yeah.
So it's fun to listen to.
I know. And, yeah, and he seems to be the most down-to-earth of everybody, you know? I mean, he does.
He is down-to-earth, it
you
seems,
know?
Yes.
Yeah.
We know the Donald isn't very
down-to-earth. Not in touch, you know.
He's up there flying
but
around.
But let me tell you, he's got a pretty family, that's for sure. You
oh,
know?
Doesn't he have a gorgeous family?
Yeah,
I mean, know.
You look at everybody. He likes beauty, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
I noticed that when I saw a picture of him on the campaign trail. Yes, beautiful family.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll have a really hot first family. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah. So in a couple of minutes, we'll get to our guest. I wanted to bring this up because this, as you might imagine, caught my attention. Weed users found to have poorer verbal memory in middle age.
Okay, what users?
Weed users.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People like me, middle-aged weed users, found to have poor verbal memory. And you know what? The thing is this. Look, I remember times when I couldn't think of a word or something, but that was because of some medication I was taking. I don't know. I mean, I seem to be expressing myself just fine.
Sure.
So I don't have a problem with that, you know. But maybe they're talking about... like, just in general, you know, average people. Because I read a lot, so how can I possibly not have a rich word vocabulary, you know?
Right. And, I mean, I think it's definitely on an individual basis. You know, everybody reacts to medication and herbs and everything differently. But, and, you know, these studies, you never know. It's like, do they have a control? Is it skewed? Is it, you know, definitive or... a correlation. I mean, it's all
causation
kinds of-
and that's the thing. So I found it interesting. You know, they have all these studies and everything, and you know, but if nothing else, I think they're just trying to warn teens as far as to the consequences. You know, for me, it's too late, man. I'm already.
I think so, but you know, there may be some truth to it because I know people who are avid pot smokers, and
they forget.
Oh my gosh, yes, like. Really bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
They're
I know.
Very, very forgetful.
It makes you very forgetful. That's true.
Hey, maybe ignorance is bliss. Hey, don't remember it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't know any better. Hey, at least you're happy.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And finally, before we get to our guest, I wanted to bring this up that I guess, again, they're having a plus-sized model in Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Oh,
so they
great.
Did last year, too, I think. And now last year's winner of this was Robin Lawley. And this year, her name is Ashley Graham. And I think she's been around, you know, as a model, plus size model. They're saying she is a size 12.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, last year's was size 12. She's size 16.
Oh, great.
And, but you know what? I mean, she carries her weight well, you know. That's the thing. I think... curvy is very attractive, you know?
I completely agree. And, you know,
But you still have to take care of your body, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if it's just like fat falls everywhere, you know?
And you're unhealthy.
Right.
And you're having health issues.
That's not attractive, you know?
Right. And it's different. But, I love curvy. I mean, my sisters are lucky because they, you know, they hold their curves really well. Uh-huh. I, you know, I don't as well. And I don't know, I guess maybe because I'm naturally thinner.
Right.
When I do put weight on, it just doesn't go in the right places.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
I wish it did. I wish it would, you know, go to my booty and my boobs, but no, it goes right to the middle. And
it's funny how nobody's happy with what they have, you know? I'm sure some women would kill for your body, you know, but there you go, you know?
I like it now. No, I love my body, but I'm just saying, when I do put on weight, it doesn't go in the right place.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you can't put on weight.
I mean, I can, but some people careful. Are so lucky and look amazing at a size 16,
right?
You know, but mine would be hanging everywhere.
Oh well, so that's cool for her. I'm really happy for that.
Yeah,
and so let's bring in our guest now. Who's busy with her social media, and that's not an error, because she's a social media star. Here, I'm going to get up and fix it for you. Okay, so you can go ahead and say something to her, Kelsey.
Okay, well
there is the microphone.
Yeah, well, we're so happy to have you on the show. You know, I checked out your Instagram actually yesterday, and it's really, really interesting that you're the meerkat queen.
Oh, thank you.
How did that exactly come about, and what is Meerkat? I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, totally. Well, hold on. Let me stop taking some selfies for, like, the first time since I've gotten here.
That's right? Okay, yeah.
I feel so bad because you guys are, you know, having your wonderful conversation. I'm listening, and I'm over here, like, voting. Yeah,
it's
and, like,
okay. You know what? We're used to it. You know? Do get closer to the mic when all you right. talk, if you can.
Good to go.
There you yep. go, so testing, we can hear testing. You very well. Perfect. There you go.
All right, right on.
So thank you for joining us, Victoria.
Thanks for having me.
You're very beautiful, and you seem fun. And that's why we invited you on the show. You know, we like fun people.
We do.
Yeah. So you've made quite a name for yourself, right? Tell us a little bit about that. What is it that you do? What are you famous for? What are you promoting?
Sure, sure. So I'm basically promoting my life, which is just a positive, kind of adventurous life here in Los Angeles. I'm known as a social media influencer. I did start out as the Meerkat Queen, which is a live stream app. That, you know, it's kind of like Periscope or YouNow.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I know what Meerkat is mm-hmm. because there's an animal Meerkat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, the queen of those animals.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Yeah.
So what does that mean on that app? Were you, like, getting, like, the most followers on there, or how does that work?
Yeah, I was so it came out last spring, and when it came out, I was just streaming. You know, I was doing a lot of events. I also host red carpet events. So, you know, I hosted Gwen Stefani's Harajuku Lovers event last summer, which was really great. And I live streamed the whole thing on their account. But basically, I was one of the top, I think I was like top six out wow. of all of their users.
Yeah.
And, you know, wonderful people on that. I made a lot of great friends and a lot of opportunities. And,
yeah,
you know,
for
now
sure.
People know who I am, and they're like, oh, let me give that girl a follow on Instagram. So it's really nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got some impressive followership. And but my question is, well, we're going to ask you, you know, how that happens and stuff. But give us some of the numbers. I mean, it's very impressive. Like, they didn't send us a lot of information, so maybe you could tell us some of the followers. Like on Instagram, for example, how many do you have there?
Instagram, I'm somewhere around 150,000.
Wow.
So that's really nice.
Now, how do you get that? I mean, you're not famous before, right? So what is it that actually sparked this where people are interested in following Victoria? And your last name, by the way, is Fratz, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I said like Victoria. Fraternity because it's very fun, but with a Z, Fratz.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
name.
Cool. I know.
Thank
can't forget the name. So we have Victoria Fratz in the studio, social media personality. And so you've done a lot of things. Now, so why are people following you? What's so special?
I mean, I'd love to hear from them. Why?
No, really, come on. I mean, not everybody gets such numbers, you know.
Right, right.
I mean, us as a station, you know, I mean, a few thousand maybe, but you've obviously, did you have to work hard for this?
Oh, yeah, it's constant work. I mean, to be in social media in that space is constant content creation. So if you decide, like, oh, I really wish I could just stay home tonight, no, you're going out because you need to go to that event and take those photos and, you know, maybe make some connections where you can collaborate in the future. So it's constant because you need to be posting on Instagram, Twitter. I need to be live streaming frequently, Snapchatting every movement of my life.
Whoa.
Basically.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's very, but it's wonderful. It's exactly what I wanted to do. So I'm very happy to do it. I just, whenever someone says like, oh, I really want to do that too, I'm like, that's fabulous. Just make sure you can commit because you really have to be like documenting. That's what people want to see. They want to see all
you
the
see,
things
so
you're
that,
doing.
That makes sense, you know, because I mean, we just play around with it and stuff. Well, Kelsey does a little more than that. She's really friendly on Instagram. And,
well, I'll need to give you a follow.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, and I guess in social media, it also helps if you're followed by someone with a lot of followers, right?
I mean, that can help. I do have some,
does it create,
big names.
Do they have that, like, kind of virtual reputation?
Not on Instagram, not really, because I don't believe that people look at their friends' news, like, their friends' activity feed.
I don't think so either.
It's very rare that people look at it. If they do, cool. But ultimately, you just need to be like making sure your content is spot on, using hashtags, constantly posting too. Not like multiple times a day, but I mean, for me on Sundays, that's a work day where I consider what every single post is going to be on all my social channels.
Oh, wow.
Every single day. And then when I go to an event, I actually, even if it's just a fun event, I am not off the clock, so to speak, until I take that perfect photo, which sometimes means like taking 70 photos and being that obnoxious person. I'm just like, I don't care if I'm obnoxious. Like, this is for my social people. Like, you know, it's for them. I'm happy to take the photos.
Wow. Yeah. So you created stardom for yourself. I mean, that's very respectable, and you're young too and stuff. How long ago did you start? Like, I mean, did you consciously think I'm going to build a big following, or did you just start doing whatever you're doing?
Well, I consciously thought about it because I didn't really realize that it was a thing. I thought that that was reserved for the Kylie Jenners of the world.
Sure, right. Yeah.
But I moved in, a lot of people who follow me know this, I moved in next to some really famous Vine celebrities. Are you guys familiar with Vine?
Sure, yeah.
And they were just wonderful. I met these boys and I was like, oh my gosh, you do that for a living? Like, I can do that. I love that. And so I just started being much more strategic, whereas before maybe I just took a random picture of my coffee. No, I took a picture, like a selfie, like perfect lighting with the coffee. Like, it was always, like, much more planned at that point on.
Like a story. Like you're a telling story. A story yeah, in the picture, right?
Yeah. Because you want to, the people want to see this, and people also love Los Angeles. If they don't live here, they want to get a glimpse in this world. And so I'm always like, all right, let me go to this. I think people like to see that. You know, next, this coming Monday is the Playboy post Grammys party I'll be going to.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, Sir Richard Branson's going to be the keynote speaker. I'm really excited about that. And so I can't wait because people really love to see, like, you know, the exclusive Playboy Mansion. Right. So I take some photos and some Snapchats, like, inside the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, oh, wow. Guys. You're looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, oh, I love that's the parties exciting. There. They're really nice, yeah.
You've been there before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they're really lovely parties, like the Halloween party where they had this giant Ferris wheel, and I basically turn into a 12-year-old girl. And I'm like, I love it. On the Ferris wheel. Keep going. Like, people
I love
are, like,
it.
Getting drunk, and I'm just on the Ferris wheel over and over and over.
How about drunk on the Ferris
drunk,
wheel?
Drunk, even better. Yes. Yeah. You'd fit in well there. You're like, drunk on the Ferris wheel. Yes.
Like, just get your drink as you pass by.
Right? Yeah, just keep bringing them. Just keep going around. Oh, my God.
That's funny. So this is very impressive. So yeah, so you consciously decided, okay, the way I'm going to get a big following is to open up my life to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, live my life online, is so to speak.
Right.
But then to go back to live streaming, that is where, and if anyone's listening and wondering, like, okay, so great, I'll plan the photos, but how do I really get the following? The best advice I could give is to get in early at a new and exciting new app, because okay, I was sure. One of the very first people there. I already had a decent following, but it wasn't my numbers now. And then I started live streaming all the time and being one of the top people on that app. And then people would follow me there and be like, oh my gosh, okay, cool, now I see. So, if anyone's out there like, okay, what's a really great industry secret? Get in early. Like, Viners are a great example too. They did, the top Viners got into Vine really, really early, and now they're in the millions and millions of followers.
Wow.
Right. It's kind of the same way for YouTube too. Like, mm-hmm. My YouTube channel has like 320,000 subscribers now, but damn, girl. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. You see a celebrity right here.
Oh, my gosh. But it's like a fitness site and everything. But
yeah, they have
better.
A lot of content.
But the ones who came in really early, like the Casey Ho's of the business, definitely have an advantage.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so sweet.
So, it's good to get in early. That's a great secret.
That makes sense, yeah. So Vine is interesting. I've never even heard of it. Tell me about Vine.
Oh, you never heard of Vine? Oh my gosh, it's fabulous.
Can you believe it? Have you heard of Vine?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I have.
So what is it, an app or a website?
It's an app.
Right.
And you basically make 6-second looping videos, which on its own, like, the app could have actually failed. But because these people, like the top, I don't know, King Badge, Brittany Ferlin, Logan Paul, when they got in there, they made such amazing content. Like, the 6-second videos were just so wonderfully done, like great storytelling in just 6 seconds. This app blew up and became one of the biggest, user generated, apps that's out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody was just like, that is so cool.
That is so cool. Yeah.
And it was cool. I remember watching, some of the like viral Vine videos or whatever, and they were like so neat. I joined. I didn't get that into it, but I should have.
Yeah. So what? So it failed now? Because you talk about it as in the past.
Oh, no. I think just because I'm so close to it, I refer to it that way because its heyday was maybe the past. It's had a good 4-year run, and I think right in the middle there, it had 2 years of like really like prolific, app user.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's gone down.
It's gone down a little bit.
The usership has decreased a bit. Yeah. But.
Right. Because there's so much competition, right? With Periscope and all the other Snapchat and all that stuff.
And just fatigue. I mean, one day, there was a day when MySpace was, the cat's
exactly.
pajamas. So we all have to be prepared for that.
I know. Yeah, Facebook's had a good run. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go away.
I don't either. I don't either because,
it's a huge community. And I don't know. I mean, out of all the social medias, Facebook is my favorite because I think you can actually create connections with people, whereas Twitter is more like public and stuff, Twitter is more like to make announcements to the world, I think. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Facebook, especially just the way that it's really rooted itself in our lives. Like, look at the you know, unfortunate example of the Paris attacks. Right. People were using those as like safety checks. So Facebook has really become almost like this integral, is that a word? Yeah. Like, play, you know, this place for us to go no matter what and like, you know, rain or shine. So I think Facebook is here to stay for sure.
I think so too. And, you know, it was popular with the college kids and then now it's kind of the baby boomers. And so it has longevity because it's moved up the generations.
It's true. And all the young people, then they went to Instagram and now they're somewhere else, right?
Right.
Yeah. The young people always find like the places to go where there's no adults, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So now, are you able to monetize this traffic? I mean, are you able to like actually make something out of it so it's not just a hobby for you, right?
Right, yeah. And that's very important too, especially living here, right?
Oh, my gosh, I know.
There you go. Plus, putting in all the effort that you do, you know, you don't want to do it for nothing.
I mean, it's like a full-time job.
It sounds like it.
Just to do even a photo, if I was, you know, like a branded deal with this coffee, for example, would be basically a mini photo shoot in my apartment, possibly a friend coming over and the lighting, like I have a full studio in my apartment. So I am able to monetize through brand deals, would be one of the most popular ways to make money on social media.
We do that on YouTube.
Oh, exactly.
So we monetize via like, you know, Fit Fab Fun or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Fab
exactly.
Fit Fun. Sorry.
But yeah, when you wear something and then you post, like, so go check out the clothing at Fab Fit.
Yeah, exactly.
I also get more inroads with hosting red carpet events, because when I go to an event or if I'm hosting it, more traffic will go to that event's page or whatever, because I'm there and I'm tagging where
that's
I'm at.
That's true,
so
yeah.
My numbers help me big time.
Right. No, I know. And I realized early on the internet that the currency is traffic, you know. That's what the internet is about. It's traffic. And moving traffic from one way to another and having the ability to connect into it, sort of like plug into it. And because eyeballs are worth money, right?
Well, it's so true. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. And it's just history repeating itself and continuing. Because, you know, like in business, my family owns car washes and convenience stores and stuff. And when we're looking for a property, you measure the traffic count.
Right.
And it's like the highest traffic count road with the best location, corner, you know, corner spot, whatever you buy and you build on. Same thing with the internet. You have to have lots of traffic for it to be monetized.
Right. Absolutely. And it's good that people can do it now, not just with websites, but on social media as well. So everybody can see that you're not bullshitting. You know, I mean, look, this is the following I have and I have something to offer.
But, you know, some people do buy followers, but you can tell. You can tell because of the activity.
Engagement is too low.
Yeah,
you're just like, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I think people put too much emphasis on these numbers and stuff, you know, because I think you need to look at it as the whole thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But people measure, I mean, to the point where people measure other people's value based on their followers, you know. I don't think that's accurate, you know, because, I mean, you're here to tell us that you need to put in a lot of effort to build a following, you know. It's not, I mean, if you're a celebrity, it's one thing, then people just follow you. But when you're making a celebrity out of yourself, it takes a lot of work.
It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right. You know. But that's the amazing thing about the internet and being online is people can make themselves into celebrities, right? You don't need to, like, be rich or uber-talented and things like that. You can just know how to build a followership.
Well, we might beg to differ about the latter statement.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that if you're a creative and driven person, the internet offers all the tools you need to, you know, be self-made fame.
Right.
Self-made fame, yeah.
Right. No, okay, so I'll stand corrected. Okay, well, what did you want to correct about that?
Don't have to be uber talented.
No, but it's true.
Just kidding. No, it is. It is.
You know, some people
some
are
cases,
just famous for like not being talented. It's true. Know, for I don't know, but
no, it's true. Yeah, there
no, are. But you have to obviously be talented to be able to.
To
attract people,
something about you,
right? And you know, to and I think that's probably one of the appealing things about you is that you're opening up your life to everyone, and not just anybody can do that, you know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't open up my life too much. I mean, I do on the radio and I do online, but not to the point where people know everything that I do.
Yeah, I mean, people do know quite a bit of detail. It's funny sometimes if I Snapchat something. Oh, I know. I remember. Here's a fun story. So I came home like 2 weeks ago and the lights were out in my apartment. Like something happened. I don't know. The electricity was out.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, this sucks. And so, but I decided to make a Snapchat story about it and do like and turn on all these candles, like light all these candles and tell a ghost story. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be my Snap story. It's going to be all this ghost story in the dark. It's going to be fabulous. So I'm like, I have this ghost story and I'm like telling it. And I feel like I'm like about to hit the punchline. I'm so excited. And then right as I'm like almost done with my story, my lights come back on. They just like flick back on. But I'm like, okay, it's fine.
That's
like,
hilarious.
I just turn the lights off because I'm like, I have to finish for the sake of the Snapchat story. Right. I'm just going to fake
You're
it
like,
and
okay,
just
delete that one.
Exactly. Delete and keep going. So it was so funny because, you know, I finished the whole story and then at the end, I'm like, oh, great. My power's back on. Hooray. But I checked my snaps later on. Someone Snapchatted me and said, so all of your electricity is off, but your microwave clock and your oven clock are still. Because I forgot that when it came back on, those would be on in the background behind me. And I was like, foiled again. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
People see this. And I'm like, wow, you really pay attention. And you knew when my power came on, kind of like almost before I did. Right on, guy.
People are strange at the stuff they find in pictures and in videos and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing. People will check out everything. That's why, you know, when you publish things online, you think, you know, a few people are going to see it, but a lot of people you don't even know are going to see this.
Oh my
stuff,
gosh, I call them creepers. They just look. They don't comment. They don't like that. They just look and scroll, and I'm like, I know you saw that.
Yeah, right?
They're like trolling on your stuff all the time.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I'm like, just holler at a heart, all right? Just comment or like. If you're going to look at it, like, I know you like that, all right?
Right. I know.
Now, I would imagine when people are like following you like this, they probably feel kind of an intimacy with you, like they know you, right?
Yes, yeah,
so
definitely.
So how do you deal with that? I mean, do you get like stalkers and things like that?
I get some overly friendly people sometimes.
That's a good way to put it.
You know? Yeah. and in the like nothing scary has happened, something like that. So it's definitely all in the friendliest possible way. I think sometimes I just have to consider, like, you know, they like my life. I like what I'm putting out. They like the content I'm making. So right. I have to look at it in the best possible way.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And I can't, you know, go and meet every single person for a coffee when they all, you know, direct message me or whatever.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I appreciate that you follow.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only part where I feel like sometimes I'm pulled in a lot of directions. People do, like, ask me to go to X, Y, and Z very often.
Yeah.
And you just can't do it all. I mean.
Can't do it all. Yeah. And I've never met that person, too. So it's technically like a stranger is asking.
Exactly.
Like, oh, maybe if it's a business, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I keep this as all professional. You know what
sure.
I mean? I'm
right. Like, oh. Go on a dating site or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, what do you think about dating apps and stuff? Do they work?
I mean, you definitely can get a date.
Really?
Or a quote-unquote, an air quote date. You can get something from one of those apps.
I know.
Are you single or are you married? Or?
I'm single. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So
I can't imagine a guy that would allow you to expose their entire life. You
right?
Know? I mean,
he'd
do you
be
think
like, what
you're
on earth?
Find
take
someone?
That camera off.
Maybe someone who's similarly involved in this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Probably someone in my industry. But, I mean, right now, I'm just so laser focused on work. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, make myself. So
where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, okay. I moved out from Texas.
Oh, hey. Oh, I love Texas.
Yeah, I do too. I went to the University of Texas and then moved out. So yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Pretty laser focused as well.
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people are out here for. You know, we all kind of move out here with ourselves in mind and that's totally fine. So, you know, I have plenty of friends and I have plenty of work to do. And that's cool.
Exactly.
Great. Yeah. Yep. What did you do back in Maryland? Were you like, I mean, you're very young, right? I mean, so, yeah. I mean,
she's like, I'm by saying, what standards?
I'm saying,
by Maryland
I'm saying this with envy. So this is not meant to, as derogatory at all. I love youth. So that's what I'm saying. I'd give anything to switch ages with you. So what were we talking about?
What did I do in Maryland?
Yeah, exactly. So go ahead. I mean, how long ago did you move here?
I've been here for 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you back there before you moved?
Back in Maryland, I worked at a startup and I was the brand manager. So
really?
Is that the startup that you're... involved in now, the Meerkat or the YouNow?
Oh, no, no, totally different. Totally different. It was a tech accessory company.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, wow. But the branding really played a huge part in what I do today because it helps me understand how to brand my own self because right. I branded, you know, that company. And then when I moved out here, I was a consultant for different, I was freelancing for many other companies to do their brand image. And now I built my own brand image.
There you go.
So cool. Oh,
you got an old
it.
Soul. You know, it doesn't matter. She's young, but she's very smart, you know, in the things that she does.
Oh, yes. Stop it. Go on.
Yeah, no, really. So, and so did you start this back in Maryland? I mean, building your following and everything?
No, actually, no? I started it, let's see, we're in 2016, so 2 years ago. So I was here for 6 months and then boom. Yeah.
So what made you move to LA from Maryland?
It's such a great question, and it was just a feeling. Just a feeling
really?
that Maryland was absolutely wonderful, and I wanted to do something a little bit more fame and entertainment industry oriented.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay,
so it was a feeling
cool.
that I needed to be here, yeah.
And you'd never been here before?
No, actually, wow. I had been traveling. I'd never been here, and then I had to go to CES for one of my consulting things, which is the Consumer Electronics.
Oh, fun. I worked that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a madhouse.
It's giant, yeah. And it was around the time that I did that that trip to CES that I was like, you know what? I think LA is calling me. And I just took a small flight, you know, from Vegas to LA. And I didn't know anything at all. I just knew that like the Grove and that the Hills were filmed at, you know, a certain place. And I was like, all right, that's what I know. And then like 2 months later, I was here. I was just living here.
That's so funny. That's kind of what I did too. I like drove, like, just packed up my Chevy Equinox and just drove out here. I didn't have a place. Nothing.
I love that. So what happened when you got out here?
Well, I found a place. And just, you know, kind of started applying for jobs and stuff like that. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then,
that's
know,
very brave
got
of you guys
to do. Into the fitness industry and have my, you know, started developing my legging line. And so, you know, now kind of, doing a lot. I was a reporter in Austin, actually. So I worked as a morning show host at the CW affiliate there.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was fun. And then moved out here. So
such a good fit. Is this some of your line?
It is. Yeah, I'll have
it
to.
It looks fantastic.
I'll just show you.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, she wears her leggings every day. She's proud of them.
Fabulous.
Right?
Yeah, I am.
I love
them.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very cool. So tell people where they can get them.
Yeah. Well,
are they available yet?
They are available. We're in talks with like a lot of people in the textile clothing industry for manufacturing and design and all that kind of stuff. And we're hiring a couple of designers. So right now we're just kind of doing a survey type stuff on Etsy.
Okay.
So we do have an Etsy store. The link's in my Instagram profile. It's just Etsy/shop/KB for Jimra.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, but that, I mean, we're not full-fledged yet. We're kind of, you know, ironing it out. But we have had really good sales there so far, so which is kind of insane. I mean, I think we're pretty back-ordered, even on Etsy, just with the, like, samples. We just call them samples because that's what they are, essentially. I mean, we don't have the fabric we want. We don't have, you know, a lot of the things we want yet, but we've still
had really go into production.
It's right. But we've still had like over 100 orders and we're outsourcing through this company called Art of Wear, which is where we actually design them. And so it kind of cuts out the middleman. So, you know, they take the wholesale price out and they ship it to the actual customer. And then we just get the difference for whatever price we set the legging at. So, we're very encouraged by the sales so far. So that's what kind of is driving us to dig deeper and kind of make the product that we really want.
Right. Awesome. Nice. Awesome. Well, much success to you. It sounds great, you know.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Victoria Fratz, social media personality and professional. And so when you do live streaming, what are some of the things you do? I mean, you take the camera everywhere with you, right? Is it usually always selfies or do you have other people shooting you as well?
I have a lot of tripods, so I bring them with me everywhere. My favorite thing to shoot is whenever I'm hosting a red carpet event, I will always set up the camera to be live streaming and people get to see what the red carpet looks like behind the scenes. So
that's so cool.
It's very fun. I did one with the Vanderpump Rules cast from Bravo TV and a lot of the characters, the cast from the series would go up to the camera after that and be like, oh, hey, everybody out in the world. Hi. And so some people I knew, they loved some of the characters, like Jax Taylor, and he was, you know, given some shout outs out there. He was fabulous. So they really enjoy that. I like to give people a glimpse into, you know, the glitz and glam of Hollywood.
That's great.
That's very cool. We had someone on from what's it called?
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
We did. Remember?
I don't remember who it was, though. But
she was so sweet. She's a comedian. That's true. Can't think of her name off the top of my head right now.
So so now in this, you obviously meet celebrities too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you get invited to things, right?
I do.
Because you're like a thought leader. You're probably considered as a thought leader in many ways, because people follow what you do and what you have to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you a lot of power.
Yeah, it does. They consider it like I'm an influencer. And so, you know, if I'm somewhere, I get to post where I'm at and take a selfie with whomever. And, you know, then it shares my following with them. And, you know, maybe the venue or the event will also share me. And then I get their following as well. So it's a lot of give back. It's very cyclical.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
And you know what? Also, it's been... I think what's noble about it and what's impressive about it is that you start from zero, you know.
Right.
And you know, and as an unknown and everything. And then, you know, because many people with a high following is people that, you know, even for dubious things, you know, like porn stars have like...
Sure,
I know. They have 150,000, 250,000 followers.
Well, you know, Playboy models but it's not do really like well.
They do very well.
Yeah, yes. But they don't have to work hard for it, you know. That's what I'm saying, you know. Or maybe they beg to differ, I don't know. But but no, the thing is, so for them it's like almost effortless, you know. I mean, people look for them and they find them, but... Here with you, you have to actually make yourself known, you know, and right, put yourself out there and stuff.
And I try to do it in the most authentic way possible. You know, sometimes I don't look so great in my snaps. I just, you know, wake up, no makeup on. I'm like, what's up, world? Because I think that that's really, there's something to that where you just show someone that you're a very real person. Or right. I'll talk about how, or in my captions, I'll like talk about how if I'm on the step and repeat for the red carpet, I don't know what to do with my hands, kind of like a Ricky Bobby throwback. Because I just want to be... you know, let them know that just because my photo looks nice and just because the press are paying attention to me doesn't mean I'm perfect. You know, I'm just staying there kind of like nervous on the red carpet as well. And so, you know, and I did it from nothing. So I really hope to inspire other people to follow their dreams, you know, YOLO, all that good stuff. And just kind of, you know, make something for themselves if that's what they want.
Yeah, for sure. Now, people around you, are they concerned that you're revealing too much about them when they're with you or...
No, definitely not, because I try to respect other people's privacy. So for sure, you know, if you're hanging out with me, I'll definitely be like on the sidelines taking photos of my own self. And if you want to be in it, that's perfect. You're always invited to be in my stuff with me. And that's just my job. People know that's my job. And if I go somewhere, it's already understood that I'm going to be taking photos and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And yeah, so I just try not to take too much of other people because I don't want them to be like, oh, I can never go anywhere without her Snapchat. I'm not that person. I'm like a win and win not to Snapchat.
There you go. Snapchat etiquette.
Right. Yeah. Snapchat etiquette. It's a real problem.
It is. I know.
Wow. So if people want to find you, they can probably just Google you and find you on all the social media, right?
Yeah. You can Google me and my Instagram, Twitter, website, all that will come up. And you can also pretty much follow me anywhere with at I'm Victoria Fratz.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. So so you're strong where, on YouTube?
Are you strong on YouTube? I work hard on YouTube, and I would say my bigger following is in Instagram.
Instagram.
I have a larger following there.
Yeah, people love pictures, right? Yeah.
Love photos.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So very cool. Now, so I'm also interested in, do you use Twitter at all?
I do, yeah.
You
I actually
do.
Just tweeted you guys as I was walking up. Oh, hey, everybody. Cool. Check me out.
Yeah. So that's cool. And so you have to tweet a lot too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's a lot of work. You know, I have to admire all the time you're putting in there because I know it's like, you know, the station and my radio show and my personal ones, but still, I never get around to all of this. You know, it's like, who's got the time?
Yeah.
Well, at a certain point, it'll just happen naturally.
Yeah, but you dedicated your life to it, too, you know. So, you made a career out of it, and you're doing whatever it takes, you know, and it's cool.
Definitely. Yeah, it just becomes second nature for me. If something exciting happens, I think of my, you know, fan base as my friends. I'm like, oh, of course I want to share this with my friends. Immediately. It just is like my brain just goes that way. It's like, oh, of course I should be tweeting this. Duh. You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm not like, oh, let me just, you know, sit here and stare. I'm like, no, I'm going to tweet this. As soon as I sat down, I started taking selfies and Snapchatted and I was like, oh, I hope they don't mind. Hey.
Yeah, right. So now family pictures and stuff you don't post?
No. All my content is really about the Victoria Fratz personality. And that's just because that's what I'm promoting. I'm promoting where I go, what I do, what I wear, what I eat. I don't know. So it's just, it's pretty much all just me.
Yeah. And I see that 65% of your followers are female.
Yes.
35 male, which is very impressive, I think. Ages 13 to 24. Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's youngsters.
Yeah, but that's the audience that advertisers want, right?
It's fabulous that for me, and that deliver. Came from my live streaming following, because they're much younger on YouNow, the live stream platform YouNow, and I love them there. They're so much fun. They're always teaching me the cool lingo, and so I keep going back to YouNow for that, and then they follow me back, and they're very ardent engagement followers, too, so they're fabulous.
Wow. And what's YouNow? Is that like YouTube?
It's just like Periscope.
Okay, I see. Okay.
It's very fun.
So those are pretty much, you take a live video of yourself and then you tweet it, right? Is that how Periscope works?
Not exactly. You just turn your camera on, like your self-facing iPhone camera, and then you're live to the world right then and there.
Right.
So it's live. So you guys could Periscope your whole radio station.
Right, I know, but we really don't want to. That's the point. We have a video channel, but I like the radio part better.
Sure.
But, I mean... Yeah, you see, for you, it's like natural. Yeah, Periscope this, Periscope that. But for us normal folks, we like to keep some things private, you know. So this is cool. Now, how does your family feel about it? I mean, do they feel you're putting yourself out there too much?
No, not at all. I mean, I would say that my mom is really involved to the point she's so fantastic. I'm sure she's listening to this somewhere. She'll probably text me like right now, like, yes, I am listening. She's the best. She follows everything.
Fan.
Yes. Yeah. And then certainly some other members of my family, they know what I'm doing. And then some members of my family have literally no idea. I think that they think that I'm holding down like 5 waitressing jobs out here. Like, they have no idea what any of this means. And I'm just like, no, guys, look, like, this is what I do. And I live my life online. They're like, good for you. Like, that's what I get, like, this pity look, and they're like, good for you, Victoria. And I'm like, I was in Adweek, for goodness sakes. Like, they're like, that's nice. I'm like, no, seriously, I'm kind of someone. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like going home at Thanksgiving, like, please.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Recognize me.
I think that's how my family is too. They're like, what exactly are you doing out there?
Right? Yeah, it's a big eye roll. Like, okay, sorry. You're like, please.
That's funny. But that's the thing. Today you do a little of everything, you know?
I mean,
because there's just so much competition everywhere, you know?
That's true.
Well, pardon me. I'm not over my cold yet.
He's had this perpetual cold for
a while. Yeah, I know. For a week now.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. So we're talking to Victoria Fratz, of course. If you guys want to follow her, I suggest just Google or I am.
I'm Victoria Fratz.
Okay, I'm Victoria Fratz. You guys can figure that out.
Find
her anywhere.
I believe in you.
Yeah. Very fun. Have you gotten any work like in media and stuff like television or stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, that is the $1 million question. Everything that I am so laser focused on right now. So, and with all social media, you know, you need to be very with all fame, you have to be very present of like, what's your next big move? And so I'm definitely like working overdrive to make my foray into TV and movie. Yeah,
and this seems like a pretty good precursor for a reality show and stuff, right? People following you around.
Basically, what I do now is reality. I'm like, hey,
right, exactly. Wow, cool.
But without the drama, I'm not a dramatic person, just hopefully fun.
Funny. So you obviously also have to be immersed in pop culture, know everything that's going on, all the music and the movies and stuff like
Definitely.
That, right?
You don't know, one time on my live stream, a 6-7-year-old girl had to teach me how to do the Dougie, because I have to stay current. I do.
Yeah.
And so she did it, and I was like, all right, that's the whip, that's the nay-nay, that's the Dougie.
Oh, my gosh. That's
and I
hilarious.
Tried, and then my viewers were like, you did not succeed. And I was like, I tried, though. You know, so I try to stay hip, yeah.
Whoa.
I'm still cool.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you have to be, you know, for people to follow you. People that didn't know you before, you know.
Right, exactly.
So that's very cool. So you live your life in public, in the public eye, and that's pretty much a celebrity, you know. I mean, that's what it is. So you're building a name for yourself, which is really cool. What else do you have planned? I mean, do you have, like, any big plans coming up?
Yeah. So let's see. Today's Wednesday. Friday, I have a photo shoot, which I'm very excited about. It's a photographer friend of mine, and it's going to be all new headshots for my new acting career.
Oh,
that's very exciting. And some more. And sometimes I also squeeze in professional shots into my Instagram account because you know, people like that.
Yeah.
And then next week is the Grammys after party. And then the week after that, I'm filming with a friend at YouTube Space. She did this wonderful kind of Disney princesses here and now, like kind of as if they're on a Bravo reality TV show type of series. And so she's doing a new thing, being commissioned by Google. And so I'm being in her film for that. Writing a web series with my friend who is kind of like a, he's a very well-known child actor, but I can't say who he is because he hasn't signed on just yet.
Right.
So we're doing that, but he's fabulous.
He was a child actor?
He currently is still an actor.
Oh, he is.
And he's very well-known for a certain character he played.
So oh, I see. Okay. Like, okay, that. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I'm trying to guess who it is, but no.
Sure.
There's too many child actors out there.
I know.
Just so we get a lot of them here at the station, so I'm trying to think. But, yeah, I won't figure it out. We have people calling in, but we don't have much time, folks. We only have 2 minutes left. So final things, Kelsey, anything you're curious about, do you want to ask Victoria? Or have we pretty much squeezed out everything out of her?
What do we want to ask? What is your favorite event or venue that you've ever covered or been to?
Oh, that's such a great question. Event or venue? I mean, there are so many, but I definitely have to say that the best moment was when I was hosting for Gwen Stefani, because I was the official host at her event.
Yay.
It was her and her whole family. It was right around the time of BeautyCon last, was it June, July? And there were just so many people. Like, I love Candy Johnson. She was there. You know, I chatted with her and she was in my video. And then I met Gwen a couple times, and it was just, she was definitely like the biggest name at that moment that I had ever interviewed. And so I was like, hi, Gwen. Oh, yes, hi. And like, all my skills were just gone. And I was like, I really hope that she carries this interview. And so she did. She was wonderful. Right. But it was an amazing event too. So I was very happy there.
Yeah.
And I did just get back from Sundance. That was my first time there. That was really cool too. It was so fresh. I'm like, oh yeah, I was just at Sundance. Amazing.
That is fun. That's fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow, awesome. And so do you get to travel a little bit too?
I do. I travel quite a bit.
Really?
Last year I did. I also like to, you know, for YouTube, I'll vlog any of my travels. So I did Japan, Cuba, and Hawaii. Those were all great. San Francisco, you know, and then I do a lot of domestic travel too.
Wow.
So yeah, whenever there's an event, you know, I'll be there, no problem.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, everybody, check out Victoria Fratz. Very interesting, fascinating life, and obviously been able to accomplish a lot already at a young age, which is cool. You see, I said young again.
Yeah,
because I'm obsessed with young. But no, really. So follow her. She needs all the followers she can get, because
love it.
That's what it's about. And so that's it. Well, come back when you're much bigger.
I will.
And don't forget us.
I will.
When you're very famous and everything. But no, I see only great things for you, because I think if you continue to focus on this, you can't lose. I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to grow and grow with it, you know.
That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Victoria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for
you're
having me.
You're a lot of fun.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Much success. Continued success to you, really.
Likewise. And I can't wait for my next visit.
Awesome.
Like, oh, my gosh, you guys, guess what happened now?
Yeah.
More
well, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Kelsey, thank you,
of course,
always. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.